Cat Among the Pigeons by Julia Golding. The second book from Cat Royal. Read by Finty Williams. The Critics. A welcome return to the London stage for Drury Lane's favourite child, John Philip Kemble. Cat Royal's prose grips the reader like an ancient mariner intent on telling you his tale. Now there's an idea. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Starched small linen all morning, admired daffodils with William, read Cat Royal with great pleasure in evening. Dorothy Wordsworth. Extract from her journal. Cat Royal serves no utilitarian function whatsoever. Clearly a case for the poorhouse. Jeremy Bentham.
I have forbidden my children to read this pernicious stuff.
Her Majesty Queen Charlotte. Cat Royal gives us quite a giggle. Dorothy Jordan and His Royal Highness the Duke of Clarence.
I'm sure a Cat Royal must be a fake dreamt up by an educated gentleman.
James Ossian Macpherson.
Fit only for the bonfire.
The Society of Gentlemen Planters, Jamaica.
Her work is music to my ears.
Ludwig van Beethoven.
Degenerate stuff. Enough to cause a mutiny.
Captain William Bligh, late of the Bounty.
Her pen paints a picture better than a brush.
Sir Joshua Reynolds.
Not enough Scotsman for my taste.
Walter Scott.
A book that every right-thinking person in this nation of slave traders should read and reflect upon.
William Wilberforce. A note to the reader.
If you have not yet read the first instalment...